looking into your crystal ball, what are you finding?
Well, you know, it's always hard to predict the price of oil or the price of gasoline. I think we've seen with the recent decision by OPEC and the 13 other non-OPEC countries, you know, the price of oil has risen, but not dramatically. And I don't think we see any real dramatic price increases. And I think, you know, one of the things that we've seen through the last half of 2016 was a pretty sizable increase in the rig count nationwide. But, you know, Oklahoma is certainly enjoying a little bit of an uptick in a rig count. I mean, right now, I believe Oklahoma's got about 80 to 85 rigs operating, and, you know, that's up from, you know, somewhere in the 50s earlier in the year. So the extra production that'll be coming online from the additional rigs should mitigate any kind of, you know, real dramatic price increases.
And of course, that, you know, is attributable to what's happening in the STACK and the SCOOP. And in fact, I just had a story today about, you know, another four or five wells completed in the STACK and just outside that three-county zone. And then another, I can't remember, six or seven or eight permits to continue drilling for more wells in that zone. So although it's nothing like the Permian Basin, it's still a sizable and popular oil play.
Absolutely. It's one of the most promising oil plays in the country, without a doubt. You know, they've it's pretty economic to drill there. And with the price, you know, rising slightly, it's no surprise that more drilling is going on in Oklahoma. You know, Oklahoma's got about 15% of the country's rigs total, and of course the STACK and SCOOP are pretty much responsible for that.
Let's talk about politics a little bit here, and that's the election of, sure, Donald Trump. And what do you see down the road here in regards to federal opportunities or opportunities to drill on federal land? You think that's going
to
happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think clearly the president-elect is very energy-friendly, so as is Congress. So where there's been some opposition by the current administration or a lot of consideration of taking federal land off limits, we don't see that going forward. I mean, we see a much more energy-friendly Washington in the years to come.
Yeah, and not just from the president-elect, but maybe from Scott Pruitt, the Oklahoma Attorney General, who's been nominated to be the head of the EPA.
Sure.
That obviously has to raise a lot of optimism, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, you know, and I mean, even in the, you look at the nominee for Secretary of Energy is, you know, former Governor Rick Perry from Texas, and then for Secretary of State, you're looking at, you know, Rex Tillerson, who ran Exxon. Those are some pretty energy friendly people in the right places. So yeah, I mean, there's definite optimism within the industry, and you know, of course, what Consumer Energy Alliance is optimistic about is just keeping prices low for consumers. What we want to see is, or what we don't want to see is, are those people who are at or below the poverty line really struggle just to have gasoline or heat in their houses. And so the way to keep prices low is to get a good supply demand balance. And of course that was pretty much the intent of the OPEC decision. But the United States can assist itself just by doing away with overly onerous regulations. Nobody's saying that the industry shouldn't be regulated. Of course it should, but it needs to be reasonable. And we do see a more, probably more reasonable kind of regulatory regime ahead.